Seventh parak of Saita, second Mishnah. Eilon Amar and Belashon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim. V'chalitza. Mikra Bikurim is one what brings the Bikurim. He says a certain parasha. V'chalitza. Taking off one's shoes. This is talking about when a person dies and he doesn't have any children and his brother does not want to marry the almona, then he has to do chalitza, which is taking off the shoes and spitting, whole process. Brachas uklolos, we'll see later in the Mishnais. This was talking about Hagrizim Harevo when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. They said over these brachas and klolos for those who keep or do not keep the Torah. Birchas Koyanim, a Koyan who gets Birchas Koyanim has to say it in Lashon Kodesh. So every Koyan who is saying it has to know proper pronunciation. There's different ways we pronounce, so everyone does according to the minig of his part of the world. Birchas Koyan Godl, we'll see in Mishnah Zayin, what bracha this was on Yom Kippur. Parshas HaMelech, the parsha that the Melech would read by Hakel. We'll see more of this later on in the Perek. Parshas Egla Rufa, if somebody was found dead, they would bring a Egla Arufa. They bring an Egla, bring a calf, and they break its neck as a kapara. Meshuach Melchom B'Shashu Medaber is Elam. Also, the king, the Kohen that was anointed for the sake of guiding Klal Yisrael in a war, he also, before he would speak to the Klal Yisrael, he would speak to them in Lashon Kodesh. We'll see also later in the parak what exactly was said.